Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. Holy cow, we got a lot to get into, so I'm going to get into so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to Kyle's Conversations. You know, someone asked me, you know, my YouTube, you know, I don't have YouTube, but my Facebook, my conversation page, since I couldn't change it, I did Kyle's Conversations for the longest time, so I've gone back to that. I go back to that. But if you ever hear Kyle's Conversations, Weekly Conversations, it's basically the same thing. So thank you so much for tuning in. I need to do something real quick. Yeah, I got an incredible show for you. It's going to be interesting. Here we go. I'm going to get into this because there's so much I need to get into. This is the fastest show on radio, folks, the 1 hour on radio. Georgia Democrat John Ossoff, CCP-linked payment, oversight, explanation. It's involving, it involves after ethics complaint because he has a film company and he's trying to provide more details from this film company, you know, because he got a big payment from a company linked to the Chinese Communist Party. You know, like, because there was an article recently that, like, 2 million Communist Chinese Party members are in bed around the world with all these, you know, whether they're dating someone in the British Parliament, whether they're just, like, a chauffeur for someone in France that's in government or, like, in America or whatever, or they're in bed in a university and they're spies and all this stuff. And I'm like, bombshell news. I'm like, that's not bombshell. I mean, duh. I'm like, if you don't think that that would have happened, then not much I can help you. Trisha Gabbard is trying to protect women's sports and make an act so that it's science-based legislation, so that if you're a chick and you're born a chick, you play female sports. If you're a boy and you're born a boy, you play male sports. So you don't have some male saying, I think I'm a female, so I'm going to be in women's sports. You know, but what a common sense that, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. So think about that. The Chinese communists see the U.S. as a defeated power in the pandemic fight. You know, Hillary Clinton in New York cast an electoral, former Trump challenger Hillary Clinton called to abolish the Electoral College on Monday after she, an elector, cast a vote for Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris. She wants to get rid of the Electoral College when she actually votes as an elector? Really? I want to get into some bombshell news about her and so much more. Ocasio-Cortez, she actually mimics a George Bush immigration plan because she can't come up with her own because she's retarded and messed up. Stephen Miller, Donald Trump allowed to contest the election until January 20th, until he's there. And I think it's going to take a Revolutionary War to get this country back. I really do. I mean, this describes America in general. Ohio coronavirus wrestling rules allow you to wrestle but not handshake. So you can roll around with a dude on the mat and get into him, but you can't shake hands. The Dominion CEO was at a hearing in Michigan, and that's a disaster. That was a disaster, and so much more. So I'm going to get into Matthew 15:16. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, for that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and thank you so much for tuning in, and what a program, because that CEO, you know, of the Dominion voting machines, you know, he was in Michigan, you know. And what a disaster. That guy was a waste of space. And I'm going to get into something that's kind of going to make my point. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Fire in the Sky. November 5th, 1975, where Travis Walton and seven people total, six others, they were in the Apalisturgis National Forest in Arizona. And they were clearing it. They were a lumber contractor. And they were clearing out all this lumber. And they saw what they thought was a fire. And they went to go investigate. Maybe they can try to cut down some brush or do something. Whatever. And when they stopped at this one spot, they noticed this giant glowing like disc up in the sky. And a beam came down from it. Knocked Travis Walton to the ground. The six others that were in the truck took off, flipped out. And when they came back, when they came to their senses, like, what did we do? We left him there. When they came back, he was gone. And that's the famous Travis Walton abduction story. And the reason why I bring this up is the town, first of all, did they give him alcohol? Was he hallucinating mushrooms or something? Then they thought, well, did they kill him? First it was like murder. Then did they kill him? Did a log fall on him? And you know, they were afraid that they're going to get in trouble. And since they're afraid they're going to get in trouble, they didn't know what to do. So they just buried him because they accidentally killed him when a big timber fell on him. All these things happening, right? The townspeople change their story every 5 seconds. But their story has remained 99.9% accurate. They've done like 5 lie detector tests, all these different things. Their story hasn't changed. Whether you believe he was abducted or not, it's not the point. The point is, since 1975, their opinion has, and their view and everything, 100% has not changed. You go to the Michigan and the Antrim County Dominion voting machines. And I've said this before. I wonder if they fixed the glitch. Well, first of all, there appears to be a glitch in one of the voting machines, and they think it was flipping votes. The glitch went to not. Then they've said that the software wasn't like started properly, or they didn't restart the machines properly. It's been called a clerical error, like office stuff didn't happen. Now they're like, well, wait a minute. It's one county, one little issue, move along, nothing to see here. You know, the Travis Walton story, 1975, November 5th, nothing, they haven't changed their story one iota. This Dominion voting system, every 5 minutes, when the evidence changes, they change their story. Well, it's a glitch. Oh, well, it's the software. It's this. It's that. It's clerical errors. It's only one county. Well, in Wisconsin, they have voting machine data that has been, they've gotten the forensic evidence. They're doing everything not to allow it to see the light of day. Same thing. Arizona, the GOP is subpoenaing to get voter machines, to get the forensic evidence from Maricopa County and many others. And a guy that I know, I have some sources that I use. And a buddy sent me from bitroot.com. I don't know if you know what overstock.com is. The ex-CEO, he stepped down because of a Hillary Clinton probe that he was involved in deep state. with Hillary Clinton and stuff. He was involved in a massive, it was called Operation Snow Globe. And the whole point of it was, is he was going to give Hillary Clinton $18 million. And he thought it was going to be like an FBI bribe thing, you know, saying they can get Hillary. And turned out that this $18 million he was giving Hillary was to try to get her to run as president in 2016. Sound familiar when Bernie Sanders was the nominee and she stole it from him? And they basically said, don't worry, this is in the bag. She's got the presidency. That's why, if you remember, like the Newsweek and some of these other magazines had like Madam President, and they had those things out on the shelves like before it even was like official. Remember that? And they had all those like Madam President and all these, and they had to click and take those magazines off the shelf because she didn't win. And the night of the election, they said she was so violent. Well, he's basically saying that she was supposed to win 2016 and 2018, and they had it fixed. Something went wrong in 16. I said, well, was there a glitch? And the glitch, something happened, and she was supposed to win and didn't. Remember, folks, there was people that were interviewed that were from China that live in California. And they said there were people in California standing in line waiting to vote when they already called California for Biden. They already called Arizona for Biden when people are still waiting to vote. And just like if you remember in 2016, there were people, they had magazines, they had like Madam President and all this stuff. And there was all this talk that Hillary Clinton is going to 100% win in a landslide, guaranteed. And now, you wonder how deep this goes. Like, how did the media outlets know ahead of time that she was going to win? Or were these surveys all cooked up so that the media understands? Well, since these outlets show, since like this, hey, Hillary Clinton's got a 20-point lead. That way they make these surveys up that this person has they're so far ahead, so that the media will just run with it as, hey, Hillary Clinton's got this in the bag. But it's 2-2 is starting to equal 4. Like when Gavin Newsom, with only 7% of the vote in California in 2018, down 56,000 votes, ends up winning. And they call it, like with 7% in. All these elections and stuff were like, hey, like the Madam President, all these things with Gavin Newsom, and now with, you know, California and Arizona, them calling them before they're even, they're calling them when people are still waiting to vote. And Arizona, and then now you have Virginia. They have like 7% of the vote in, and it's a red state, and they called it for. And why can Fox News call Virginia for Biden? We're going to explain. We can tell you why. With only 7%, and we can tell you why you shouldn't be able. I'm sorry. I love the statistics, and I wish I could seriously have one of those things that they have on TV where I could click at the counties and see what. I'm one of those people that the more I investigate this, the more this is massive. This is like probably 20 years of rigging these elections in some form. And I mean like really rigging. And I'm talking, you can't rig an election. You can't do this. You can't, 4 years of Russia collusion and hoaxing and all this stuff and billions of dollars spent trying to. And now all of a sudden you go from Russia collusion and Russia hacked and Russia rigged to this is the most secure election ever. Makes no sense. But remember, folks, back in the day, guess what? You bought 2 oxen, all that lumber for your mill. You went to the general store and bought a bunch of supplies. And you got 4 wagon wheels. That's a lot of taxes you owe on that. I'm willing to forgive all the taxes on all those goods you've bought in this last 2 months if you make sure that I'm the mayor of this town. Okay? I'll ensure you win the election to become mayor. And thank you for forgetting. And okay, the horses and the oxen and the wagon wheels and all this, they'll forgive all the taxes that you would owe on this if you, it's bribes. You get me elected, I'll do this for you. It's been going on for centuries. And this is getting kind of scary because now it's like, okay, something needs to be done because with all this proof of massive evidence of flipping votes and stuff, now that it's 68.05% flip rate from Trump to Biden with that Dominion voting system, and that dude, I want to cry, and bear with me. I'm a politicsy guy. I have two things. You ever see an AFC and NFC championship game? That's like the night, that's like a non-presidential election where you do like governors and, you know, mayors and stuff like that. And the presidential election is like my Super Bowl. That's the best way I can explain it because, you know, I don't watch football. And if I was like Premier League, but anyways, so you understand, to know what I've uncovered and things I've found about how rigged these elections are, it's scary. But when you have the CEO, okay, in like Anthrop County, were you using the 2018 software or the 2020 software? I don't know. I have to get back to you on that one. He would have, I mean, he would, there would be like a 2 plus 2 equals, well, you said 2 plus 2 equals 10. With that 25-minute explanation, explain to me how 2 plus 2 equals 10, because it's 4, but you say it equals 10. The Dominion software can delete votes and drop votes. All the stuff that they've proven you can do, it's not debatable. It's not a fact of, it's not like, well, was the election rigged? This is stuff that can actually happen that you can do with this voting machine. It's allowed to be weighted or looking, well, that's not possible. I mean, you can't delete votes on here. You can't do this. It's been proven you can do that, period. Take out the rigged election. Just take this voting machine right here. Can you flip votes? Can you like delete votes? Can you make votes go away? Yes or no? No, you can't. Not on this thing, but they've proven it. You can. That CEO was so. I'll have to get back. I don't really know. You said 2 plus 2 equals 10, and you spent 20 minutes explaining it. I'm lost. There was like 10 million yes or no questions. Yes, yes or no. You can say yes or no and then give an explanation. But he would just try to explain, and you could tell he's trying to make up stuff and make sure that what he says here doesn't contradict here because it's all made up. It is. And that solar winds, they have erased that. If you go on their webpage and stuff, that solar winds is been taken off their page and stuff. Because like if you look at the software thing, that solar winds is gone. In the software code, it's there. It shows up in the code of the program. But like, kind of like if you get on Facebook, that F, that like blue circle with an F, that's the symbol for Facebook. And let's say this is MySpace, but it uses Facebook software, okay? Just hypothetically, follow me. Well, if you get on Facebook and you see that F right there, well, you're technically on MySpace, but you're using the same, you're basically having MySpace, but you're using the same, but it's all the Facebook stuff. So you have all the Facebook, you know, like if you want to type a message or share a video, everything you do is basically Facebook, but you're on MySpace. And what they did is they took that F, the white F with that blue circle, and they deleted that from the page. So you don't see that F, you see the MySpace. You don't see that F in the blue circle, that white F in the blue circle. Yep, nope. And they've taken it down so that you can't see that. If you go to the code of the software, it's in the code. It shows up as SolarWinds. That's that company that they've raided because it's used by all kinds of government officials, and I think the military, and it's been massively hacked. And now it's linked to Dominion because they use it. And they said, well, these voting machines and da-da-da, it doesn't use that actual Dominion software. You know, this Dominion, it doesn't use that SolarWinds and all this. You know, he just kept making no sense of life left and right. And it's scary. He just kept contradicting himself. And when you watch that hearing, the number one consensus is, yeah, this is great, but I want to see butts and see. I want to see people in prison. I want to see people hanging. I mean, you got Hillary Clinton calling to abolish the Electoral College after casting an Electoral College vote for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. How can you be that stupid and think that Kamala Harris is so great and Joe Biden so great and Hillary Clinton so great? She wants to get rid of the Electoral College, all the while casting a vote for them two in the Electoral College. If she said, I refuse to cast an Electoral College vote because I don't believe in it, then okay. And I'm going to do some research. I want to find out, and I'll get on this Thursday. I want to find out how they figure out the popular vote. If it's, because I guarantee you it's just as rigged. And it's sort of like this. And this will all come together. Bear with me, folks. If you take a pandemic, we need a crisis in order to change the rules. They'll just keep creating crises to change the rules. Well, yeah, I know you have the Constitution, you have freedom and rights and all this, but we got this crisis, so the crisis supersedes the Constitution, and we have to implement certain laws and rules. If you abolish the Electoral College for a popular vote, they'll just rig the popular vote. They'll just rig it to make sure that the candidate they want to win gets the popular vote. That's what they're going to do. They're already rigging the freaking elections, and it's so blatantly obvious. But the problem you have is you have all these liberals that, it's over, Biden won. So, yeah, see, that Texas case was, see, Trump, he had a Colt 45 with 6 bullets, and he's out of bullets. He has no legal recourse. He has nothing. He can't win. The Electoral College, they voted. It's over. It's done. Not until January 20th. And I think, honestly, there's going to be a civil war because I've heard there's, like, before January 6th, there's going to be a massive, and I mean massive, march in D.C. demanding if something isn't fixed, something be done. And I have a feeling, because this is the other thing that came up a lot in this hearing, and I'm probably just going to talk a lot about this damn hearing, but anyways, follow me. Yeah, we have tons of affidavits and eyewitnesses saying that they saw this and they saw that. And, well, there's not one judge that has said that any of these eyewitnesses are credible. That is the biggest thing in Michigan. They keep coming up. Well, there's not one judge that has proven that this fraud, that these allegations are these affidavits and these people. Not one judge has proven that these any of these witnesses are credible. I'm waiting for one of the senators to say, as far as I'm understanding, not one eyewitness has been in front of a judge. At best, the judge has only read the sworn affidavit, and that's all they have to go on. How can a judge say that someone is a credible witness or not only by reading an affidavit? Unless they can, well, wait a minute. She said that she was there at the shooting, and there is a, and on TV at the exact same moment of the shooting, she's caught at a baseball game live on TV. Because I heard a story where a guy was being accused of murder, and it wasn't until when that murder actually took place, he was on national TV. When they panned through the crowd, they could pick him out at a baseball game because he was on like a jumbotron. And because of that being on television and when the game happened, they could prove there was no way he could have murdered because he was at a baseball game. And it's just like, wow, you know. But that, you know, and it's just like, but this whole software and everything, if you're a judge, if you can't, if all you have is someone with an affidavit, how can not one eyewitness has been in front of a judge being asked questions by attorneys? So how can you judge if they're credible or not if you've not seen their demeanor, you've not seen their facial expressions, you've not seen how they react to questions, whatever? The only people you've heard, there's a couple witnesses that have come to legislative hearings and spoken, and that's about it. And those I could see, okay, I could see you possibly getting some kind of idea what they're, you know, how would I say that? Like, what their demeanor is. Okay, well, I've interviewed thousands of witnesses. I would say she's telling the truth. She looks like she's about ready to kill someone because there are so many people that don't believe her. And she's like, no, this is what I saw. I guarantee it. Not one eyewitness has been in front of a judge and testified with prosecution and defense. So I don't know where they get this notion that, folks, there's not one judge that will say that any of these witnesses are credible, and all they've read is their sworn affidavit. And unless they can honestly prove all 1,000 people with their affidavit that they can prove through actual facts that, well, here's a baseball game they're at, there's no way they could have been, you know, they got a speeding ticket in Ohio, but they were supposedly in Michigan working the polls that day, and they were 9 hours away in Ohio, basically near West Virginia, Pennsylvania. How can you tell me, you know, unless it's that, but you can't explain away, that explanation can't count for every eyewitness, and none have been in front of the courts. So this notion that, well, all the eyewitnesses, they're not credible. There's not one of them, not one judge. Well, you can't say any witness is credible if they haven't been in front of a jury or a judge or prosecutors and defense attorneys. But that was the number one when they brought up all these. We have hundreds of affidavits and stuff that people that will testify under what they saw is, well, they're not credible. A judge said so, even though he might have only read their affidavit, if that. Half of these cases, the judges won't even go near them. I mean, like, I was talking to someone I've met, and we've kind of gotten along really well. She's like, oh, you couldn't have me as the secretary of like the press secretary. They wouldn't be able to air my press conferences. I'd be like total F-bombs. All right, you beep, 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 beep. Okay, any of you open up your bleeping bleep to bleep to bleep bleep, okay? Yeah, I'm fully armed and I'm just gonna shoot you. So, okay, if you don't want to get shot, wait till. Yeah, that's a lie. That's fake. Okay, don't. Yeah, you're entitled to your own opinions, not your own facts. Next, I'm not. No, you're done. I'm not gonna answer a question for you ever again. You're lying, Saki. You know what? Next. Because what I'm understanding is Donald J. Trump, they were kind of like, well, he needs to make sure that the Trump's administration, his people shouldn't get the vaccine first because that needs to go to the frontline workers and all this crap, right? Of course. He just got over COVID. All these people in this press conference today were like, well, okay, well, folks, I just want to let you know something. In case you didn't know, let me see here. Is Donald Trump going to, in the next, like day or 2 days, or I believe he already should have been on public television nationwide getting the vaccine so that he can instill confidence in everyone. Why isn't he doing that? Why isn't he doing that? Well, his medical doctor and all this does not believe he should have the vaccine right now. Well, don't you think that President Trump should have the vaccine right now so that he can show and instill confidence in America? Well, we want to make sure that the frontline workers and the people that really need it, the most vulnerable, get it first. Well, don't you think you should be? Well, here's the thing. If Trump would have gotten and his administration would have gotten the vaccine, they would have come out and said, well, what's this up with? I heard that Trump and his administration is getting the vaccine and all this. I mean, what the heck's up with that? I mean, granted, when Trump got COVID, he got care that no one in America can get. He got drugs and he got therapies that no one can get because he's the president. And now he's getting the vaccine and his people are getting the vaccine before anyone else. Are you kidding me? I guess he puts himself and his administration, and I'm sure his family's getting the vaccine too before anyone else. But, you know, I mean, yeah, that's selfish Trump for you. That's the Trump mob. That's what they would be saying if he got the vaccine first and his people got it first. But since he's giving it to the frontline workers and everyone and making sure that the most vulnerable get it first, they're questioning his motives. Well, what, aren't you going to take the virus? You need to take that vaccine, and you need to take that vaccine in front of America to instill confidence. But if he took it first, they would complain, it's the double standard. He can't win. Well, has Trump basically admitted that Biden's president, and is he going to start having Biden in to transition? Because Biden won this presidency. Trump just needs to leave the White House now. There's ongoing litigation and massive evidence of fraud. That's between his campaign and stuff. Next. Well, he has no legal recourse. He can't do anything now. There's nothing he can do. What the hell? Well, actually, there is legal recourse. He can call martial law right now and say, okay, we're going to do a revote or whatever. We're going to do a military tribunal. We're going to do something. He has legal recourse. He's just trying to let the system work itself out, the legal system, which I don't think is going to do anything. I'm not advocating this, but let me tell you something, folks. I think it's going to take a Revolutionary War to take back our country. I really do. These people that act like those 2 million Chinese Communist Party people that are in bed with, that are spies and are in bed in these universities and colleges, and they're driving U.S. politicians around, and they're dating U.S. politicians and British politicians, and they're in forms of parliaments around the world. And people act like that's like, holy cow, because it was an Australian article. I was joking that I had a heart attack when I read it, because that can't be. Chinese people, the Chinese Communist Party infiltrating governments around the world? No, that can't ever happen. People have been doing bribes and everything under the sun to win county elections and mayoral elections, hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You help get me elected as mayor, I'll make sure that you get a zero interest loan for that land so you can build your thing. Okay, done. People have been bribing and stealing and cheating to help rig elections since the beginning of time, folks. Oh, but this is the most secure ever. And these idiots buy this crap. For 4 years, these idiots were, Trump rigged the election. Trump stole the election from Hillary Clinton. He used Russia and they hacked the voting machines and they did all this stuff. And that's why that asshole, Trump won. Trump didn't win. Hillary Clinton won. But he rigged the election through China and Russia. And they hacked the voting machines and all this. Now, while this is the most secure election with Dominion, I don't think there's no way in a million years that you can get into our voting machines and change votes or alter votes. You know, our voting machine is 100% the most secure. I will put a $1 billion bet that there's no way anyone can hack our voting machines. I guarantee it. I'll swear in a Bible, whatever. I'll do it. I guarantee you. I will put my... This was the securest, most securest election ever. There is no way in a billion years, put your personal information on there. No one in a billion years could get that data off that. It can't be hacked. It can't nothing. And these kids are buying that. That they're being taught, they're being told everything is completely, utterly, this is the most secure election. You can't rig it. You can't do anything. But for 4 years, these same kids were the ones that were saying that, oh, it was rigged, it was hacked, Trump did it. How do you go from the most rigged, the most hacked election with help from Russia and China and all this stuff to now none of that can possibly ever happen in a million years? And everyone laughs at you when you bring that up. But... it's very interesting. I don't get it how kids can go from 100% rigged, hacked election to now you can't do that at all. He does have legal course and action and recourses. And I think that he thinks that, hey, we're going to do this and we're going to have evidence and we'll have to wait and see. I think before it's too late, something massive needs to happen because there's going to be a civil war. There is. There's going to be a, not that I'm advocating for a revolutionary or civil war, but I think it's going to take we the people to take back our country. Because like in that video with the ex-CEO of Overstock, he's like, yeah, we've made several people billionaires and we'll make you a billionaire too. All you have to do is just keep your mouth shut about the 2020 election and you're done. You know, and you'll be, we'll make you a billionaire. Kind of like my mom's always said, look at like, oh, we had problems and they were seizing bank accounts with people I know. For like $500, but Al Sharpton knows millions and nothing happens to him. It's kind of like if you know the right people, you can get away with anything. If not, no. I mean, this kind of sums up these liberal kids. Okay? Ohio. Coronavirus rules allow wrestling, but not handshaking. So you can sit there and roll around with another guy doing wrestling, but you can't shake hands. To prevent COVID, folks, the Ohio State wrestling laws say that you can wrestle, you just can't shake hands. So you can sit there and basically roll around with another guy with your bodies all on top of each other, touching, but you can't shake hands. What happens if your hands touch while you're wrestling? Do you get penalized? Because I guarantee you, you can wrestle. I don't know how you can wrestle without having your hands touch the other guy's hands at some point. Maybe not intentionally, but you're allowed to wrestle, but you can't shake hands. But one of the big issues you deal, and that's the thing, you know, like when you have video that proves, oh, I'm not, that's it. See, they'll believe Communist News Network, they'll believe NBC, but if you have data, if you have like information from something that's not, they won't hear it. Like Clamira Plaza. I don't know. I'm going to see if I can see who it is. It's Clamira Plaza. And I want to see if they mention the guy's name. It doesn't say who it is, but it's like, I'm going to see something. Hold on, folks. I'm doing something, folks. Just hold on. The Department of Justice. It doesn't say the guy's name, but it's the Malira Plaza. And he's off stage. And you can see him off stage, not thinking anyone can see him. And the guy's putting on a mask. He walks like for like 2 seconds on in front of the podium and then takes off his mask like he was wearing it the whole time. It's blatant obvious that he is like, okay, yeah, I'm kind of like, it just repeats like this 12-second thing where he, off stage, doesn't think anyone can see him, and he puts on a mask, walks over to the stage, like 2 seconds later, takes his mask right off. There is so much that's going on in this world, and people need to wake up. If we're really wrong about them, why would they need to censor us? Think about that one. I mean, this is what it is. We are not all in this together. How many politicians have died from the virus, lost their job, had their pay cut, had their business closed, had their business looted, wears mask unless on camera, restricted their travel? Think about that one, because all these politicians get caught left and right doing whatever they want to. They're not hurting. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. The government will get a stimulus package. Just sit at home and wait, and the government will take care of you. The same government that's not lost a paycheck, not gotten sick, not lost their job, they keep going, do whatever they want to, even though they tell you you can't do stuff, and you're going to tell me that those same people are going to magically save you. It's okay, folks. If a government does all this crap, you need to think about the government. If you allow the government to break a law because of an emergency, they'll always create an emergency to break a law. If you're going to let them get away with this voting crap that they did because of COVID-19, well, then the next election cycle, they'll come up with something. Well, we're going to have to do something different with the voting because of the Buddha Buddha. We can't sit. Yeah, it's a deadly, it's like a lice that's in your head that can kill people. So yeah, we're going to have to do like special voting, and they're just going to keep changing. They're going to keep doing whatever they have to. They'll make up whatever they have to, in other words, to break the law so that they can keep their people in power. I mean, in Michigan, mind you, when they did that Electoral College vote, they had the Black National Anthem. I thought we were America. Not, if there's this Black National Anthem, can someone explain to me, like, what nation does that go to? What nation are they singing this Black National Anthem for? Because it's not the American, it's not for America. And it's scary. I mean, when you share stuff from, like, there's a place called the Gateway Pundit. And when I shared that the Intrum County Forensic Report shows a 68.05% error rate. Oh, I'm not reading that. That's fake. That's a Gateway Pundit. Whatever. That's a lie. Whatever. It's come out with the Epoch Times. It's been proven. It's not debatable. They're trying to explain it away as it's a one county issue because they didn't reboot the computers or some bullcrap. They keep changing their story on why this 68.05%, the 68.05% flip rate from Trump to Biden is not debatable. They're just trying to explain it away as one county and one issue. Trust me, I hate Biden as much as anybody, but I would rather have him be president knowing that there was no fraud in this election and it was a legit election. But unfortunately, knowing what I know and things that I've researched, these rigged elections and stuff like this, they've been going on for a very long time. This is the first, well, actually 2016 looks like it was, well, actually 2008 from what my research is telling me is they rigged it for Obama. I mean, but then it's between Obama and McCain. I mean, it's kind of like, it doesn't matter. We have a Rhino Republican or we have a progressive Democrat. Either way, we're going to get one of our own in. They hate Donald J. Trump so much because he's not an elitist political classman. He's not a, well, hey, it's a Dem, he's a Republican, but who cares? He's basically a progressive socialist liberal. You know, it's about time people wake up and realize that the DNR mean nothing. But when that, just because it's the Gateway Pundit, oh, that's fake, that's not real, that's false. Well, this evidence has been proven. It's not debatable. It's, will anything ever happen with it? Now, I can't find much on it, but I'm still trying to find out if, because like there's audits in Wisconsin, that they've done, and I don't know if they're going to release that, and I think they're going to really clamp down on trying to get this evidence released, to not let it release, because they proved in Durham County flipped votes, and if they can prove another county, they can say, hey, this is more than likely not one glitch, not one county, not one. Because we need to get, and I hope that they can get the evidence of Arizona and that evidence gets released so that we have two places that show that votes are being flipped, so they can't use the excuse that it's one county, one machine, one thing. I mean, that CEO was not making sense to begin with in the first place, but if you have another county that comes forward, you can at least sit there and go, sold. Now I want to see you explain away and scary. And they have. I mean, that's what's wrong with this country. I want to watch baseball. I don't want to see everything super over politicized. I want to watch MLB, not BLM. okay? And I commented because they're officially going to get rid of Chief Wahoo. My wife has Native American in her, and just because she has Native American, she doesn't speak for every freaking Native American and all this stuff, and excuse my French there, I apologize. But when they had, I think it was actually on CNN, they had these Native American, this guy's like, there was one or two guys, I think it was just one guy that speaks, he's like a spokesman, that he speaks for 95% of the tribes of America. And they love the Washington Redskins. They love Chief Wahoo. It is a sense of pride for them. Not anymore, because now they're getting rid of him. Because, you know, it's all offensive. You know, everything is about being offensive. Everyone's... It's pissing me off that a generation who grew up watching South Park and Family Guy is offended by every little thing. Because there was a song... I don't remember the name of it, but there was a meme, and like the one, I think you remember that, like about 3 years ago, where the one Texas radio station played Baby It's Cold Outside, like on repeat for like 4 hours, because everyone said, that's so offensive, it's so offensive, and the meme is like, Baby It's Cold Outside is offensive, but the year before, the number one song was like, and all explorative, it was something like hands down, butt up, this is how we, something, it was about like basically, you know, face down, butt up, face down, feet up, this is how we F the, you know what, it was like very, it was a very explicit song that was like number one like the year before, and then that year, Baby It's Cold Outside is like offensive. And it was like, you know, and it was just, oh, my land. But that's just where we live in. You can wrestle, but you can't shake hands. And, you know, that's just where we live in. These kids were, like, screaming at the top of their lungs that, I can't believe it. You know, this is bullcrap that China rigged the elections. They did. You know, if it wasn't for China and Trump and Russia, you know, Hillary Clinton would be president. I can't believe it. And then those same idiots are like, oh, that's so funny. Okay, whatever. Just because Trump legally lost the election, it was a fair and free election. It was the most secure ever. And bull crap. You in one breath go from blaming Trump's victory on all these rigged and fraud elections to instantly turning it to where now it's, oh, that could never happen. That's why I try not to get on like the mainstream, like the Yahoo on Facebook and stuff, because when I comment, it just blow up, because I'm like, I don't shut up. So I'm just trying to, because I get tired of having like 75 comments. I'm like, I'm done with this, okay? I might just delete my thing because I'm done, because I'm tired of these retards, because they are. I got about 3 minutes left in the program, folks, and it is. I'm done. Well, the Electoral College 100% voted, so it's completely over. Then you don't know your Constitution, dear. Remember, the president of the Senate controls the voting for the Electoral College, and that is Mike Pence. I'm not, like I told someone, I said, I'm not saying that Joe Biden could not be elected. I'm just saying that I don't think it'll happen, because I think before that even gets that far, there'll be a civil war. I really do. Because there's talk that, let's say Biden gets in, that Trump is going to walk, totally ignore the inauguration. They're going to have a massive, massive rally and say, F you all. So it's going to be kind of interesting. But I think there's going to be a civil war in this country. Not that I want it. It's going to be kind of interesting, you know. I'm glad I'm part of the 3%. I am. I'm glad I'm part of the 3%. You know, I say this a lot. My side has the guns. Your side has the vagina hats. Oh, yeah, I want to get into this because I want to see if I can find this really quickly. Oh, do I have time? There's a post that says, something like, just because you voted for communism that you think I'm going to comply, then you're surely mistaken. Where is it? It's coming up.
My family needs Jesus, y'all. You haven't seen that video that Rob...
No, I haven't yet, but...
I don't know if you want to. They all need Jesus.
Where is it? It's basically what it... With 90 seconds, I don't think I'm going to find it, but it basically said, anyone who thinks that I'm going to comply with communism just because you voted for it, you got another thing coming. That's what it is. And when I posted that, anyone who thinks that just because you voted for communism, I'm going to comply with it, you're sorely mistaken. I had like 6 people say they were going to turn me in and report me and call the authorities and all this.
Bring it.
I'm like, bring it. I don't care anymore. You know, it's if we have to do the unthinkable, and that's go to war to take back our country, I guess we're going to have to, and I hope I don't have to. But remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday coming up, good night and God bless. Goodbye.
We're not going to do this Thursday?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.